This is Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 2044, recorded on Thursday the 17th of January 2019. Call us on 01603 765 365, that's 765 365, with your news, views and comments. We always love to hear from you. Part one of Chatterbox this week will be read by
Alison Aplin
and David Potten. This week, Chatterbox is followed by the February 2019 edition of Chatterbox Let's Talk. Here is a mystery guest to tell us more. Hello, this is David Potten, and I'm here to tell you that the February 2019 edition of Chatterbox Let's Talk will follow immediately after this week's Chatterbox. We will meet with Fern Britton and Anton Dubeek. We'll take the train from Ipswich to Norwich with Derek James. And we'll hear from Dennis King, who once stood on the corner and watched all the girls go by. We will learn about banking at post offices and discover the alleged identity of Nosy Parker. There'll be lots of moans, but there'll also be some enchanted evenings and labours of love. But no mention of Valentine's Day. Enid Blyton, Romeo and Juliet, Mrs. H and Flo will all make appearances. You wouldn't get more diverse entertainment from a pantomime. So don't forget, once this week's Chatterbox is behind you, the February 2019 edition of Chatterbox Let's Talk will be just in front. We have several new listeners joining us this week. We would particularly like to welcome Mrs. Pauline Carter of Swaffham and Mrs. Doreen Render in Attleborough to Chatterbox. We hope you both enjoy our weekly recordings.
Before we start this week, we have two special messages. First, an advance warning. On Wednesday the 13th of March, we'll be holding our 41st Annual General Meeting. This will be held at the NNAB Bradbury Centre at 2 o'clock, and the AGM will be followed by tea and cakes. Any listeners who can come will be very welcome. Our second message reflects continuing technical change. We have no plans to stop providing listening boxes and USB sticks, but we are aware that there are new ways that can be used to listen to talking newspapers. Chatterbox is already available on the internet every week. Some talking newspapers can now be accessed using what are known as smart speakers. For example, the Amazon Echo Dot and the Google Home Mini. Once these are set up, you just say something to it like, "Alexa, play my talking newspaper." And off it goes. We know that some of our listeners already have smart speakers, but we don't know how many. So we're planning to organise a simple listener survey to find out more about the ways you listen to talking newspapers, talking books and for other purposes. The survey form will be in next week's wallet. When you receive it, can you please arrange with a relative or friend to answer the small number of questions and post it back to us in your wallet? So that's the special messages. We can now get on to the usual news items from the evening news this week, plus letters from readers, information desk and two features. We'll start as usual with some of the stories making the news in Norwich.
Two proposals to improve Norfolk infrastructure have been criticised this week. The Green Party's councillors have urged the City Council to shun proposals to extend the Northern Distributor Road westwards to meet the A47, and other councillors hope that there will be a stop to the proposed revamp of Anglia Square. There were also two developments close to Chatterbox headquarters. There's a new proposal to redevelop Wensum Lodge, across the road from our office, and boat owners on the River Wensum near our office have been told to move.
Any road linking the Northern Distributor Road to the A47 west of Norwich would cause irreversible harm to the Wensum, it's been alleged. Green Party councillors in Norwich have urged City Council to shun proposals for the so-called Western Link of the road now known as the Broadland Northway. The Council's Cabinet will this week decide on how to respond to the consultation in four separate options for the road, which will link the end of the NDR to the A47 west of the city. And the Council's Green Group has urged them to reject all four possible routes across the Wensum Valley. The Council's draft response, which was prepared by officers and based on views expressed by councillors in two other committees, identified Route D as the preferred route. He said Ringland Parish Council respectfully asks that Broadland District Council reconsider its choice of preferred route. Ringland Parish Council supports Route C, despite the noise and pollution impact it will have on our village. We strongly believe the chosen route should be the one which delivers the best cost-benefit ratio for the whole of Norfolk, while having the least impact on the surrounding environment, ecology and residents. Meanwhile, Norwich City Council's Cabinet will decide on its response, with officers recommending they back any of the three dual carriageway options, but not support option A, a 7.2-mile single carriageway upgrade to the B1535 and the A1067.
Councillors hope that getting the attention of Community Secretary James Brokenshire will put a stop to the controversial £271 million revamp of Anglia Square in Norwich. The scheme, from Western Homes and Columbia Threadneedle, was approved by 7-5 by members of Norwich City Council's Planning Committee in December. It would see the current buildings in Anglia Square demolished and replaced with new blocks, including 1,234 homes, a leisure quarter with a cinema, car parks, a 200-bed hotel, a 20-storey-high tower block, and a new home for Surrey Chapel. The scheme has already come under fire from Historic England, the Norwich Society, Norwich Cathedral, designer Wayne Hemingway, and architecture author Matthew Rice. Historic England, which said the development would harm Norwich's character, originally triggered a bid to get the issue called in by Mr. Brokenshire. Issues raised also included the fact that the scale model of the revamp, which was shown by the developers, was not large enough for residents to get an idea about the impact it would have. The phasing of the project was brought into question, with the social housing aspect of the scheme being completed last, leaving some residents to believe that the developers will build the larger homes and retail outlets, but not the social housing.
An ambitious revamp to turn Wensum Lodge into a creative hub could make it Norwich's jewel in the crown, say councillors. And the King Street venue could house a major cultural attraction, such as a costume museum. The venue has been the base for adult education services for more than 40 years, but bosses at Norfolk County Council say its use has declined. They commissioned Hudson Architects to come up with a vision of how it could be turned into a creative hub. While adult education courses would continue in revamped rooms, new shared spaces would allow small creative and arts organisations and community groups to use the site. The council says short-term rental space for start-up creative and arts organisations and potentially spaces for exhibitions and shops would bring in money to offset the £350,000 it currently costs the council to run the centre. A new cafe is planned and business support provided to help start-up companies. Council officers are exploring whether what they describe as a major cultural attraction, such as a costume gallery for the Victoria and Albert Museum, could be created in the historic Grade 1 listed music house.
Boat owners facing eviction by Norwich City Football Club have been given just 4 days to pack up and leave. Houseboat owners on the River Wensum were told they have until Saturday to move from the riverbank at Hardy Road. The area, which is owned by the football club, has been an unofficial mooring spot for several years. and on Tuesday, the small community was served an eviction notice stating that they were trespassing on private land. About 7 boats are currently moored alongside the riverbank. A small makeshift camp has also been erected nearby. While the boat owners said they pay river tolls to the Broads Authority, they do not pay for mooring. They said, "We are planning to all move together, not by Saturday, but by Tuesday at the latest."